Fred Film Radio, BFI, London Film Festival, United Kingdom.
This is Sarah Bradbury for Fred Film Radio, and I've been reporting from the red carpet at the BFI London Film Festival. Tonight we were speaking to the winners of the LFF Awards, as well as Jance Ford, who is the head of the jury for documentary film.
So tell us about your experience being on the jury for a documentary film.
Obviously, you know, being a part of the jury and being the president of the jury, just considering the feature film, actually, let me start that over. Being the president of the documentary competition, and especially doing this over and over again, it's sort of hard, right?
Should we start again?
Yep, let's start again.
Okay, hi, I'm Sarah from Fred Film Radio. Lovely to meet you. So can you tell us a little bit about your experience being on the jury for the documentary film competition?
So as the president of the documentary, you know, feature competition, I've had a fantastic experience here at the BFI. And again, have encountered the commitment to film and to challenging subjects and to presenting, you know, audiences with the best of films around the world. My jurors and I, you know, we come from diverse backgrounds, but what we have in common are producing, directing, programming, and we took very seriously our role as jurors, and it's been an honor for me to be the president of a jury, made of such fantastic people.
And tell us about the winner, White Riot. What was it that stood out about this particular film and why you wanted to honor it with the award?
So White Riot, if you took all of the date markers out of the film, could be about 2019. White Riot, if you removed all of the markers or references to the date and time, could be about 2019. And we thought that it was really important to elevate this film. Because of that reason, all of the language of nationalism and, you know, language about sending people back to where they came from, you know, it's evolved over time, and it may have changed, words and become more nuanced, but the meanings haven't changed. And so we thought that White Riot would be an offering to the viewers at BFI, and also worthy of the Gerson Award.
And it's great to see so many female filmmakers both like bringing work to the festival and also being honoured with, you know, awards. So, you know, how do you see that there's more equality coming through in terms of filmmaking and more diversity in the stories being represented?
Sure. I think that one of the things that the fiction world can learn, whether it's, you know, I think one of the things that the fiction world can learn, whether it's Hollywood or the UK, is that if you look at the documentary film world, we do not have, you know, the same level of parity, problems. Women make up a huge percentage of documentary directors. Obviously, people of color need to rise in those numbers. Obviously, trans people and the LGBT community also need to be brought up in numbers in the documentary community. But the doc community has been working on these issues and has been succeeding in our work on these issues for a long time. And I think that if folks look to us for that example, as well as the, you know, aesthetic of documentary that people in the fiction world use so freely, that, you know, they would make a lot of progress a lot sooner.
Thank you very much. It's great to speak to you. Thank you. Lovely to meet you. Thank you.
For Fred Film Radio, I've been Sarah Bradbury.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.